1, 2, 3. Driving down 101, listening to the cramps on my beat-up stereo. Whole car started to shake, so I grabbed on tight to the steering wheel and the car veered right, and I pulled back. Black smoke was billowing from the hood, and I heard a sound like I thought to myself, this is very good. Then the tire exploded and sparks were flying. I tried to steer, but I had gone blind, crack in my windshield had multiplied, and I hit a Mack truck and then I died. I was going through a tunnel that was filled with light. Filled my senses, my taste and my sight, my hearing, my senses of smell and touch. I was going crazy, it was too much, and I started to drift towards a veil of mist. I knew my social conditioning had prepared me for this. I saw a little street with shops and cafes and bars and motorcycles on the sidewalk. The music was hard and they played it loud. I really dug on the crowd and I saw a woman with a ring through her nose. Dyed black hair and a leather clothes. It was gone. She said, you stupid asshole, you see what you've done. You've inconvenienced everyone. You should have known all along about the major transmission oil leak. Something was bound to go wrong because your right control arm bushings were tweaked. Now we can't let you in here. You've been polluting the atmosphere. Then I saw my car. It was still missing a wheel. Dude driving must have been Satan, cause he looked like God, only he was male. There were a couple of babes with him in the front seat. He yelled out the window, what you doing tonight? Me and the babes are going to this bar in hell. We're gonna get polluted and start a fight. Do you wanna come? So I got inside. The ride was a little bumpy, and you know Satan is a really shitty driver, but he sure has luck with parking spaces and women.